everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Are you a King Kong fan? If so, you will be excited to know that King Kong has returned. And yes, we are going to talk about that in today's lesson. Yesterday, we learned about the faces of Kong and some of Kong's minor tales. What are we going to talk about today? Let me tell you. First, Kong, Skull Island, and the next thing we want to discuss is Kong's company. Friends, I know you have your magazine, so make sure you open them up to today's lesson. And let's start talking about Kong, King Kong. Come with me.
King Kong returns. Kong, Skull Island. In a few days' time, a new story with everyone's favorite giant ape will hit theaters. While some of the film's plot may be familiar, Kong Skull Island is not the traditional Beauty and Beast tale. Set in the 70s, it will focus more on the discovery of an island away from civilization. The director, Jordan Vaught Roberts, also claims their ape is by far the biggest Kong you've seen on screen.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 skull 这个名词。Skull 是指头盖骨或颅骨。例如 ,the surgeon had to drill open the patient's skull to remove the tumor. 外科医师必须钻开病人的头骨才能移除这个肿瘤。或者是 ,the motorist fractured his skull in a car accident. 这位摩托车骑士在车祸里撞裂头骨了。或者是 ,we made a haunted house and put in fake skulls and skeletons. 我们布置了间鬼屋放了一些假的骷髅头和骨骼。接下来我们看 civilization 这个名词 ,civilization, 在这里是指文明世界或者是舒适的环境。例如 ,it feels great to come back to civilization after a long safari in Kenya. 在肯亚探险旅游这么长一段时间后能够重回文明世界真的感觉很好。Civilization 也指某个民族、国家或者是某段时期的文明。例如 ,this book introduces many different aspects of civilization during the Tang Dynasty. 这本书介绍唐朝文明的许多面向。
Hey, Rebecca, I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
What am I doing?
Just give me your clipboard.
Yeah, no, I'm holding onto my clipboard.
No, Rebecca,
yes.
Come on. You just gotta put your hands up like this.And come on, right up across your chest like this.
I am not going to sound like a gorilla. Gabe, I'll think about it as we continue today's lesson.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Fine. Okay,
well. But I will be happy to start us off with today's lesson.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Well, this next section is called Kong, Skull Island. Hey, Gabe.Didn't you tell me this is the name of the film that's coming out?
Exactly.
The new film.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so in a few days' time, a new story,、
mm-hmm.
a new story, let's see, with everyone's favorite giant ape will hit theaters. So let's pause for just a moment and talk about that phrase right at the beginning of this section, and that is, in a time...What exactly does this mean?
Okay,
well,
yeah, so in a few days' time, that means in this certain amount of time. So in a few days, we're not exactly sure when, so we could say in a few days' time.
So there are other ways that you can use this phrase.、
Mm-hmm.
You can actually replace the word days with words like weeks or even months. So for example, in a few weeks' time...Peggy will be graduating from college. Or, in a few months' time, my friend Angela will be getting married.
Or, they should be home in a few hours' time.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to university takes a few years' time, right? Now, often we could just take that word time off of this phrase, and we could just say, going to university takes a few years, they should be home in a few hours. But as you see in our lesson, in a few days' time, a new story with everyone's favorite giant ape will hit theaters.
While some of the film's plot may be familiar, so you actually may be a little familiar with part of the plot, mm-hmm. Kong, Skull Island is not the traditional Beauty and the Beast tale. Hey, I was talking about that story yesterday, Beauty and the Beast.
That's right. You were talking about how Beauty, or Belle, fell for the Beast, even though he was kind of a scary creature.
Yeah.
So she fell in love with the Beast.
Set in the 70s, it will focus more on the discovery of an island away from civilization. And of course, that's referring to the movie Kong Skull Island. The director, Jordan Vaught Roberts?
That's nice. Way to go. Right. So he also claims their ape is by far the biggest Kong you've seen on screen. So this is by far the biggest King Kong we will see yet. Rebecca, this is yet another reason why we should watch King Kong and why you should watch King Kong.
Remind me, what was the reason?
Because...
Of the director?
No, not just the director. Okay, this is a different director.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be a huge movie. And it will be one that you need to see in the theater. Don't just wait till it comes out on HBO or on DVD.
I see, Gabe, because you're saying this ape is by far the biggest Kong you've ever seen on screen.
Exactly.
And by far is definitely a good phrase for you all to know and for you to continue using.
Okay, so, for example, in the last King Kong movie that Peter Jackson directed, that was a pretty big ape. But when we see the phrase by far, the idea is that even though he was very big, this one will be much, much bigger. If that last one was second place, this one is in first place, and he is huge. He's much bigger by far.
Ah, and there are other ways that you can use these two words. For example, a few years ago, I went out to visit my sister. She lived in California. So I went out to visit her because she was about to have a baby. And her baby was born right around Christmas time, maybe a day or two before Christmas. That was, by far, the best Christmas gift ever.
Aww.
It was so sweet, so special.
So there are other awesome Christmas gifts, but that was by far the best. You know, I've had a lot mm-hmm. of good apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
But Grandma's apple pie is by far the most delicious apple pie I've ever had.
Oh, your grandma makes apple pie?
Well, she used to.
Oh.
Yeah. But,
okay, she know.
Yeah, but you know what? It was good apple pie, let me tell you, Rebecca. And, you know, English, we're teaching English here today.
Right.
English is by far the easiest language to learn, right? It's by far the easiest language to speak.
Oh, wait, hold on for just a moment, Gabe. Huh? I would not necessarily say that English is by far the easiest language to learn or the easiest language to speak.
Because...
It takes time. You still have to practice. It doesn't necessarily come very natural or naturally.
You're right. Mm-hmm. That was just an example sentence.
Friends. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of our viewers and listeners probably don't agree that English is by far the easiest language.
You know, some people might say that Mandarin is by far the hardest language to learn.
I heard that it was Finnish.
Oh.
Finland, yes. Finnish
really?
Is by far the hardest language to learn.
But at least, you know, doesn't have those Chinese characters.
I know. So for you, Mandarin might be more difficult to learn. Yes, it's true. Friends, you know how to use this phrase. Think of another way to use by far sometime today.
But you know something, yes. Gabe? I actually had a really important question. I know you're a very social person.
Yes.
You're a very sociable person. I was wondering, but do you consider yourself more of a wallflower or a social butterfly?
Oh, that is a very good question. Am I a come on, Rebecca.
We're going to learn more about this in the
InfoCloud. I love talking. Come on, what do you think I am? My wallflower or social butter?
Hi, friends. Have you ever noticed there are basically two types of people at a party? Those who are sociable and talk a lot, and those who just sit quietly in a corner, maybe reading a magazine or nursing a drink.
There are different terms that describe each of these kinds of people. A very talkative, sociable person might be called a social butterfly. Just as a butterfly flits from flower to flower, a social butterfly goes from one group of people to the next, either gossiping or making small talk.
And a person who lies low and doesn't want to meet people at a party might be called a wallflower. The term comes from the image of a person isolating herself from areas of social activity. This person is afraid to dance and so chooses to remain close to a wall in the dance hall where she feels safe.
Right. A wallflower is a person who doesn't like being social, is uncomfortable at a party or social gathering, and was possibly forced to go by well-meaning friends.
Sometimes we use the word loner or recluse to describe such a person, but those terms have a more negative connotation than wallflower.
Social butterfly, on the other hand, can have a negative connotation, but it's mostly used in a humorous or teasing manner. You're going out again tonight? You're such a social butterfly.
什么是 wallflower? 在墙上的花吗? 其实 wallflower 就是 壁花，也就是一个很害羞的女孩。她在参加舞会的时候，大多数的时间都跟其他害羞的女孩子坐在靠墙的椅子上，因为她没有男朋友，也不善于跟男孩子打交道。那相反于 wallflower， 也就是 social butterfly， 就是所谓的社交花蝴蝶、交际花的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Do you like monkeys? Do you like apes? Do you like gorillas? If so, you just might enjoy King Kong. And you might be really excited about this new film, Kong Skull Island, that is coming out in just a few days' time. Actually, in many countries, this movie will be hitting the theaters March 10th. Well, friends, we still have more to learn about this amazing gorilla, so let's continue with our next reading.
King Kong returns. Kong's company. One of the biggest draws for the new film will likely be its large and talented cast. It is headlined by Tom Hiddleston, Marvel's popular villain Loki, and Brie Larson, 2016 Oscar winner for Room. Their co-stars range from the experienced Samuel L. Jackson and John Goodman to young Chinese actress Jing Tian. Still, many viewers will surely come for the film's action and the spectacle of Kong himself. Though previews look exciting, only audiences can judge if bigger is really better in Kong Skull Island.
OK， 继续我们看 villain 这个名词。 villain 是指反面人物或反派角色。例如 Jack Nicholson's Joker is one of the classic villains in the Batman series。 杰克尼克逊的小丑是蝙蝠侠电影系列中经典反派角色之一。或者是 the cold-blooded villain in this movie was portrayed perfectly by a former child actor。 一位童星出身的演员完美地诠释了这部电影中冷血的反派角色。Villain也可以指流氓或恶棍，例如 This villain is very dangerous because he doesn't care who he hurts. 这个恶棍相当危险，因为他完全不在乎伤害了谁。最后我们看的是 spectacle 这个名词， S-P-E-C-T 这个字根有看的意思，所以 spectacle 是指壮观的场面或景象。 例如 thousands and thousands went to see the stunt show spectacle. 成千上万名观众都去观赏这个令人震撼的特技表演。
或者是 each New Year's Eve, the Taipei 101 fireworks display is the most impressive spectacle in town. 每年除夕台北101的烟火秀都是台北市最精彩的奇观。Spectacle 也可以指眼镜，例如 Johnny left his spectacles in his locker. Johnny 把眼镜留在储物柜里了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's get right into this section. It's called Kong's Company. Okay, Rebecca, does King Kong have an organization? Did he start an organization? Is he the owner or the boss or the CEO of a company?
Of course not, Gabe. Of course not. Kong, he's a gorilla. He's an animal. He actually...doesn't even exist. How does he have a company?
Yes. Well, company, friends, of course, can mean different things. And here in our lesson, it's talking about the people or the animals or creatures that are with Kong's company. Okay, so let's continue here. One of the biggest draws for the new film will likely be its large and talented cast. That is the company that will be with King Kong, this talented cast.
But I really like that word you mentioned, Gabe.
Which one?
And that is the word draw. One of the biggest draws for the new film will likely be its large and talented cast. Now let's talk about that word to draw. It doesn't actually mean you have a pencil and paper and you're drawing something. This just means one of the biggest attractions or one of the things that people will most be...be most excited about.
That's right. And this word can be a verb, too. You can draw someone to yourself. That means you're attracting them to yourself, right? Well, we're going to be attracted to this movie because of the talented people inside. It is headlined by Tom Hiddleston, that is Marvel's popular villain Loki, and Brie Larson, 2016 Oscar winner for Room. So these are two very famous and talented actors.
Now we're going to go ahead and jump to the very last line in this story, in this lesson. Though previews look exciting, only audiences can judge if bigger is really better in Kong, Skull Island. So only audiences can judge. So in other words, audiences need to judge for themselves.
Becca, that is a great phrase.
Yeah.
Yes, you need to judge for yourself. What do you think about this?Don't just listen to what other people think or what the critics say or the reviews that you read online. Watch it, and Rebecca, you should watch it and judge for yourself if it's a good movie.
Well, maybe I will do that. Well, don't take my word for it. Judge for yourself. I think this chili is delicious, but I think you should judge for yourself whether it's really delicious.
And according to Kong, or when it comes to Kong, if bigger is better...Bigger is better. That is a phrase that a lot of people say. But is it always true? Not necessarily. I guess we're going to have to find out.
That's right. Well, one thing I know that's always really good is the SC Challenge. Yes. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the SC Challenge. And today we have a very special player.Actually, you just might recognize him. This is David. Hey, David.
Hey, everyone.
How are you feeling about today's SC Challenge?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Excited? As always, how can he not be excited? Well, today's lesson is about a movie, and in that movie, there is a gorilla. So, David, do you like movies?
I do like movies. I love movies.
Actually, I heard...And correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that you could watch or would watch a movie every single day if you had the time. Is that true?
Well, if I have the time, yes.
but I guess you don't have the time, right? Well, like I said, today's lesson is about a movie, and in that movie there is a gorilla. So what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word gorilla?
Oh, wow. Well, there's the movie King Kong.
Okay.So that's the first thing that comes to your mind, King Kong. What about how a gorilla looks?
They are huge.
Okay, so the word huge comes to your mind?
Yes.
I mean, do you think you'd be afraid or excited or happy to see a gorilla?
I might faint.
You might faint. So you might be afraid.
Probably.
Okay, well, I have a few more questions for you. How do you think you would react if you were to come face to face with a gorilla? Do you think you would run into its arms?
I might run away.
Oh, you might run away from the gorilla. That might be a good thing to do.
That might.
And this question might take you off guard, but how would you respond if a gorilla were to fall in love with you?
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like in the movie Beauty and the beast falls in love with the girl? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll take good care of her.
Maybe you'll take good care of her. And you never know. Maybe she'll turn into a beautiful princess.
Yeah.
Could happen. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us for today's SE Challenge. And we'll definitely see you next time.
Yay! We're going to see King Kong!
Right. The big gorilla gets another makeover and falls in love with a golden-haired beauty again.
Yeah. Oh, guess what? My uncle was going to be the original King Kong.
Really? Back in 1933?
Yes, but the idea of using a real gorilla was dropped. Too expensive.
And the ape became a stop-motion landmark.
Correct. In 1976, the story was retold again with a man in a suit with makeup. And a robot, too.
When Peter Jackson got his hands on it, Kong was portrayed by an actor and special effects. That was 2005.
Ooh, over the years, Kong has been in several similar movies.
And sillier movies. But now Kong Skull Island will finally hit theaters.
Wow! Will it be the same story?
The plot will be familiar, but not the traditional Beauty and the Beast.
Ooh, okay.
It will focus more on the discovery of an island away from civilization.
And Kong, King Kong, is the biggest one you've ever seen on screen.
By far. And one of the biggest draws is its large and talented cast. Actors like...
Hey! I don't care about that.
Then why did you come? For the action?
No! I came to see the spectacular King Kong, the eighth wonder of the world.
Me too. Let's get tickets and snacks.
I got a banana. You can have popcorn.
Hey, Rebecca, you ready? Go,
Ow, Gabe.
Here we go. Now you sound like King Kong.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time for Ow and Ouch, right here on...